News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I am Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. The counting of votes for 81 Jharkhand Assembly seats, which went to polls in five phases from November 30 to December 20, will take place today. Exit polls have predicted that the pre-poll alliance of Congress, Jharkhand Mukti Morcha and the Rashtriya Janata Dal is likely to emerge as the single largest coalition and may go on to form majority in the assembly. The first result is expected around 1 p.m. The BJP, however, is confident of returning to power. "We will cross the majority mark. Wait till counting. People have reposed faith in 5 years of governance," BJP General Secretary Deepak Prakash was quoted saying by INS. JMM is anticipating the Grand Alliance's victory. "The Grand Alliance will certainly get majority. People are fed up with the BJP government," said Vinod Pandey, JMM General Secretary. The state saw a six-way battle with the two national parties, the ruling BJP and main opposition party Congress, battling it out with the smaller regional parties like AJSU Party, Jharkhand Mukti Morcha, Jharkhand Vikas Morcha and Rashtriya Janata Dal trying to play a major part in the assembly elections. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Sunday accused his rivals of stoking fear among people and misleading Muslims over the amended citizenship law and said his government schemes have never done any discrimination on the basis of religion. Addressing a rally at Ram Leela Maidan to kick off the BJP's Delhi election campaign, he said the citizenship law and the proposed National Register of Citizens have nothing to do with Indian Muslims. "A lie is being spread that this government had brought the law to snatch people's rights," the Prime Minister said, and dared rivals to find anything discriminatory in his work. Unable to challenge him in elections, Modi asserted, his rivals have resorted to dividing the country through rumours. Without naming the rival parties, he said people were incited by those in high positions who shared fake videos. Modi added that the Congress and urban Naxals are spreading lies about detention centres in India and denied the existence of such centres. Modi devoted a considerable part of his nearly 100-minute speech, which he started with the slogan of "Vividhata mein ekta Bharat ki visheshta," or "Unity in diversity is India's speciality," to allay concerns of Muslims and said they should look at his track record and not listen to tape record of his rivals. He cited his development schemes like giving LPG cylinders to the poor and health insurance scheme to assert that it has never mattered to his government whether people go to temple or to mosque. The citizenship law, Modi added, has in fact nothing to do with Indian citizens. In a clear justification of having a nationwide national register of citizens, he said infiltrators never reveal themselves, unlike refugees who never hide their identities. He dared his rivals to find anything discriminatory in his work and alleged that they have resorted to dividing the country through their vote bank politics, lies and rumours, after being unable to challenge him politically. Modi said lies were being spread about the NRC and asserted that the previous Congress governments had mooted it. His government has not discussed it so far either in Parliament or in Cabinet, he added. Speaking strongly against violence during the recent protests against CAA, he attacked the opposition for not making any appeal for peace and said their silence showed their indirect support to vandalism targeting school buses and trains. Praising police forces, which have faced criticism from some quarters for allegedly using excessive force against students and protesters in a few places, the Prime Minister said they have always come to people's help and noted that over 33,000 of them have sacrificed their lives in duty since independence. Several protesters in states like Uttar Pradesh, Karnataka and Assam have died in alleged police firing. Modi asked his rivals to burn his effigy and thrash it with shoes if they wish so, but they should not target assets and properties of others. He quoted comments of former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh and Rajasthan Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot in support of giving citizenship rights to persecuted minorities from neighbouring countries to assert that the BJP-led NDA government has done what was promised by the opposition party when it was in power but was never done due to vote bank politics. He made a reference to a speech of Trinamool Congress Chief Mamata Banerjee, who is also West Bengal Chief Minister, in Parliament against infiltration into the state and attacked her for changing her stand due to vote bank politics. "These leaders changed their stand and all their love and sympathy for these refugees vanished," he said. And using stark us versus them language, US President Donald Trump and his re-election campaign have begun framing his impeachment not as a judgment on his conduct, but as a referendum on how Democrats regard him and his supporters. Mere days from the start of an election year, the White House and its allies are painting Trump's impeachment on charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress as an effort to undo his 2016 victory and discount the will of the people. There was nothing subtle about Trump's pinned tweet shortly after impeachment. "In reality, they are not after me, they are after you," was plastered above a photo of Trump pointing at the reader. "I'm just in the way." All but certain to be acquitted in next year's trial by the Republican-controlled Senate, Trump has considered a barnstorming tour after the yet-to-be-scheduled trial ends, hoping to use a backward-looking message to propel him forward in 2020. His campaign believes that anger at impeachment may be the motivation needed to bring out voters who stayed home in the 2016 election, but approve of the president and are fed up with the Washington establishment. After 3 years of sinister witch hunts, hoaxes, scams, Trump roared during an impeachment night rally in Michigan, the House Democrats are trying to nullify the ballots of tens of millions of patriotic Americans. The president's words evoked his 2016 campaign's closing message that his Democratic rival Hillary Clinton had mocked the deplorables who supported him. In 2020, he's ready to lean in once again on culture war divisions to portray his campaign as a movement under attack by the Washington status quo. An India on Sunday chased down a target of 316 in a thriller of a series finale to beat the West Indies by 4 wickets and take the three-match series 2-1 at the Baravati Stadium in Cuttack. It was the Men in Blue's last match of the year, in which India finished second in ODI rankings and continued their reign at the top of Test rankings. And Captain Virat Kohli said that it has been one of the best years for Indian cricket, barring their loss in the semi-final of the ODI World Cup. The year 2019 has been one of the best years for Indian cricket. Apart from the 30 minutes in the World Cup, it's been a great year. We will keep chasing that ICC trophy. But apart from that, the way we've played has been satisfying, Kohli said in the post-match presentation ceremony. Kohli once again played a key role in India's chase, scoring 85 of 81 balls as India completed the highest successful run chase in this venue. The West Indies, however, seemed to have got right back into the game when Kohli was dismissed in the 47th over, with India still needing 30 runs to win off 23 balls. But in came Shardul Thakur and smashed 17 runs of 6 balls to take away any advantage that the visitors may have gained. Navdeep Saini made his ODI debut on Sunday and picked up 2 wickets. KL Rahul and Shreyas Iyer made cases for themselves at the top of the order and the contentious number 4 position respectively, with consistent performances throughout the series. Kohli said India are looking to blood younger players so that they can take the responsibility when the time comes. "We are in the process of trying out people, see how they react under pressure. Whether people want to accept it or not, the younger people will have to step up in a few years," he said. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com. And do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.